From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Kaska the Damned by Barry Sadler. We'll begin with the prologue. Kaska listened to the slapping of the waves against the hull of the ship, the flapping of the single sail in the shallow breeze, which was taking him away from the past. On to what? He stayed in the shade as much as possible to keep the sun off his still tender skin, and placed himself where he could catch some of the breeze pushing them forward. He was so damned tired. Nothing had changed for him. Nothing he ever tried ever made any difference. The future was the same as the past, only the names changed. He grimaced when an edge of a plank dug into his ribs. To ease the pressure, he sat back, hands wrapped around his knees, looking across the easy rolling waves to Syria, where he had boarded ship at Antioch. Beyond, behind the mountains and deserts, lay Persia, the empire of the Sassanid kings, and personal domain of Shapur II, king of kings. Persia. The name brought a bitter taste to his mouth. The sleeves of his burnous fell back when he moved his hand to push away a droning fly. Red welts exposed themselves to the sun. He pulled the sleeve back down. Under the flowing robes, his entire body was much the same, a mass of seared, burned tissue, a gift from Shapur to repay him for his loyalty and service. He still found it difficult to sit near an open fire without wanting to scream. The smell of roasting meat made his stomach turn.